is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
A member of the European Central Bank, François Villeroy de Golot, speaking in Davos, says the monetary debate for the European Central Bank has shifted radically in the past month. I'm following Bloomberg's report. And that a talk of a hike in July has become an argument over a half point. This is the European Central Bank that has been sub-zero or less for quite some time, is led by Christine Lagarde, who's regarded as a dove's dove. But I welcome Véronique de Rugy of the Mercatus Center, writing at Creative Syndicate, to tell us what the federal bankers are now seeing that they didn't see before and what they're doing about it. Véronique, a very good evening to you. As recently as last month, we puzzled about Christine Lagarde and her hesitation to stop buying bonds. We wondered when the European Central Bank was going to recognize inflation. What's changed? What changed there? What changed here? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. If you remember, during that conversation, we also concluded that there is no way she can hold on and hold off to actually becoming more responsive to inflation. Because at some point, there's nothing you can do to deny that inflation is there and feel the consequences. So I think that's what's happening. That's what's happening is that, you know, inflation is there and they feel they have to do something and they have to address it. And because if all the theories about the fact that central bankers have power to keep expectation anchored by their speeches, right? By reassuring people that they're going to be dealing with inflation and they have the tool to deal with inflation. If only for that reason, she couldn't continue saying we're not going to do anything.
The matter at hand in the U.S. is Jerome Powell. He's used the word aggressive. They raised a half a point. There's a June meeting. We can expect more raises. I am not asking if it's adequate. What changed for him? What made him more aggressive? He's actually using even sharper language, hawkish language these days. Is it the price of gasoline? Is it the price of food? Is it something to do with the federal government's pointing to Vladimir Putin? Because suddenly there are alarm bells. You were one of the few. You were ringing alarm bell all by yourself in a wilderness, and now everybody is. What happened?
So I hope that the reason why he's raising the alarm bell is not because of the price of gas, because the price of gas is mostly, I mean, the recent increase that everyone has been noticing because it's jumped quite dramatically, is in large part a result to the war in Ukraine and to supply, so it's a supply shock, and to supply shocks, Federal Reserves don't have, you know, a lot to say. I think that, and I'm not sure, obviously, but I think that he is responding to the last numbers we got, where the top number for inflation went down as a result to some on tightening of some constraint of the supply chain, but the core inflation number went up. And that means that inflation itself is nowhere near even being tamed. In fact, it's getting worse. And I think he's responding to this kind of reality that so far speeches and very small increase in rates are just not doing it.
You write to creators that the explanation is, oh, well, colorfully, they worship Keynesianism, but they believe that government spending will solve some problems, and they also have what you call poor incentives. They spend no time looking at the markets to see pricing. Are they paying attention to it now? The markets are in a bear mood, and spending has left us with the inflation. Have they learned?
Well, so what I think they weren't paying attention to closely is actually they didn't go and look at how much stuff was actually going through the ports when they were claiming that the inflation we had last year was all about supply. I mean, if they had looked, they would have noticed that actually we were above the 2020, the pre-pandemic number in terms of how much stuff we were bringing into the U.S. through our ports. And while there were choke points, obviously, it wasn't, there's no way the supply problems were the cause of inflation. But I do wish that they actually looked a little less at the market, because a lot of the reason why they may have been dragging their feet is about raising rates is the fact that the market is used to these zero rates and have been feeding on these zero rates for a decade or something like that. And so right now the market is not happy. Is worried about what the Fed is doing. In fact, they took the last minute of the Fed. The market actors asked kind of a sign that the Fed was moving in a more dovish situation. And I do hope that the Fed is not hawkish in response to the market, because market and investors like this, because ultimately it will not serve us in the longer term. Some adjustments need to be made. I don't think there's a soft landing. How big the pain is going to be is a matter of many factors, so I couldn't predict it. But if we don't do anything, it would be stupid and silly to think that we're going to be okay, because we're not going to be okay.
Timeline. There's recession, there's stagflation. I'm told recession, the probability is in 2023. I want to know when recovery is. I've read generally no moderation of inflation in 2022. 2023, perhaps, but we won't get stable again to 2024. Does that sound like a timeline that makes sense?
Well, I don't know in terms of the recovery, but in terms of the inflation, a lot of the projected numbers show indeed that they will be, we will still live with well above target inflation rates, and for at least the next 2 years, if not more. So that sounds right to me.
You've been writing about central banks, and I do not see you making any observations about employment. But classically, employment and unemployment are associated with recession and boom. Are we going to go into an unemployment downturn? Oh, we have about a minute.
Well, so the thing we need to keep in mind, and this is the unpleasantness of having to respond to inflation, is that the way the Fed responds to inflation and can respond and temper inflation is by suppressing demand. Suppressing demand by raising interest rates, which depress investments, which depresses a lot of things, and that will have some impact on lower income people and on unemployment. Yes. And so the Fed is going to have to balance addressing inflation and reducing inflation while using tools that hurt its other mandate, which is unemployment. But the problem is, again, I think it is worth repeating, these people don't seem to get this. If we don't tame inflation, unemployment ultimately will go up too.
Right. Veronique Tirashita, the Mercatus Center. I'm John Batchelor.